right, it's 10 till. You guys still there?
No, we went home a long time
ago. Almost finished up.
Leave a message at the beep.
I looked down at my clock. I said, I didn't fall asleep and miss a segment.
No, see, but that's one of the good deals. That's one of the good gigs about this. So, okay, see you later. I was just talking to Mayor Nancy Berry here.
Yeah. Does she understand that you have to finish the show?
Yes, she did. But see, when holiday treats are here, people love to snack.
They linger.
And chat.
Well, you noticed everybody came back yesterday, didn't you? The kitchen is loaded with leftover holiday stuff.
That's
from Mary Mike's house.
Oh, is that? I thought that was coming today. Okay.
No, I thought it was. Okay. Yeah, no, she told me that all came from her house.
I wasn't sure Dave was going to leave, to be honest with you. All right, move over, Bookface Farmers. The urbanites are taking over. According to the App Data Zynga, is that right?
Yeah, X-E-N-G-A. That's the company that does, like, Farmville.
Yeah,
and
their
stuff
newest
like that.
Game is Cityville.
Mm-hmm.
It now has more daily users than Farmville.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Zynga is on Bookface. It's a game developer responsible for all those latest games. Okay, you know what else they do? They do Frontierville and Texas Hold'em Poker.
Yeah. You know what else that I know about that, even though I'm not a book facer?
Tell me.
Apparently, you can tell when somebody's overplaying book face and say your boss can go...
Oh, that's probably...
On his book face account and go say, oh, look, my salesperson's playing Farmville here at 11:30.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you're stupid enough to post it, then yeah.
I'm just saying.
It could be there.
It's a rumor around here.
Okay, here are your five most popular apps on Bookface, and they are, of course, all Zynga games. Number one is Cityville, then Farmville, then Phrases. Anybody know about Phrases?
Nope.
Okay, number four is Texas Hold'em Poker, and number five is Frontierville. How are the Angry Birds going there at Chez Murphy?
It's kind of cooled off. I've kind of hit a wall, no pun intended.
Did you play Christmas?
Yeah, I've got Christmas, and I'm at a standstill on both Christmas and regular.
What are they?
So.
Do they chirp?
Each bird.
It has snow
instead of the regular scenery. But each bird makes a different sound. So.
Oh, okay.
But for the Christmas, it was like a calendar. You could only play the first on the first.
It was an advent calendar.
They came out once a day, and you could
very
play
clever.
A level every day.
Very very clever.
Great idea.
That is a good idea. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've completed all levels.
They're not making any money off of that, you know.
They're
not making any money.
None at all.
Yeah. Pretty much printing money.
Yeah, Dusty, I don't know if you were listening the day we did the story on that this thing cost less than $100,000 to develop. And it was just a guy who drew a picture of the bird, and his boss walked by and went, we could probably do something with that. And that's how it started. And then they come up with the pigs and the catapulting and all this kind of stuff. And at that point... What was it, 200 million downloads or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Just amazing. Just, yeah,
it's
making
ridiculous money.
They are. Okay, so can you make it in Buckingham Palace without the help of servants at your beck and call?
Absolutely not.
The Hawa. Well, Prince William and Kate Middleton told the London Telegraph yesterday that they will likely only need bodyguards, and that's it. They don't want to be waited on hand and foot.
I need bodyguards and one servant,
that's it.
Well, bodyguards and one servant for me and one for her, and that's
it. Yeah,
that's
fine.
Right.
But bodyguards, a cook, a butler, a maid,
I don't need a servant
for me and a servant for you, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't need anything except this lamp.
But wait a minute. Maybe a cook and a butler for me and a maid for her. Wait, and then there'd be the upstairs, downstairs maid, and oh my God, I can't drive my own car, so I'll need a chauffeur.
No one has said anything about a gardener yet.
Yeah, that's right. Prince Charles currently has 150 people, servants, butlers, chauffeurs, and chefs.
Yeah, but see, it's still, you have to look at it this way. At least now it's a paid gig.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, 300-400 years ago, it probably wasn't.
Well, oh, you're talking about the servants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you get more than a cup of gruel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a do it or else sort of thing.
Yeah, you can get fresh straw in the bed every month, and it's a cup of gruel, then they give you a little bit of money. So that plus the fact you get to see Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Last month, the College Station City Council began the process to annex Welburn.
Welburn has pleaded to no avail for a voice in her own future.
College Station citizens petitioned to vote on this issue, and the city refused to listen.
Forced annexation is contrary to the values of self-determination and individual freedom that made this nation great. The Republican Party of Texas calls for letting the people vote on annexation.
The Democratic Party of Texas believes that rural areas should be allowed to control their own resources. Standing up against forced annexation? That isn't partisan.
It's American.
If you live in College Station, please join us and support the recall petitions to remove the council's ability to forcibly annex Welborn.
It's the right thing to do.
To sign the petitions, or for more information, go to SaveWelborn.org. That's SaveWelborn.org. Come sign the petitions. We're now located at Park Place Plaza, the Lax Shopping Center, facing Southwest Parkway. We'll be there Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sundays 1 to 5.
Check SaveWelborn.org for additional locations to sign the petition. This political ad has been paid for by Citizens for Welborn.
And SaveWelborn.org. Thank you.
Come celebrate New Year's at Messinahoff. Relive the fabulous Roaring Twenties. There will be dancing, music, fun, food, casino games, and award-winning wines. Come revel and bring in the New Year. It's Messinahoff's New Year's Eve celebration at the Vintage House, located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan, Texas. Call 778-WINE, extension 234. That's 778-WINE, extension 234. Dress and relive the Roaring Twenties.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30 horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got the coach nearby? Is the coach nearby? You got the coach nearby?
Always.
Being in a severe crash is dangerous for anybody, but new research suggests it's especially deadly for people who are...
fat!
That's right. According to a study printed in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine, moderately...
oh, sorry, wrong button.
Moderately...
that really was the wrong button.
It was.
Fat
drivers face about a 20% increase in the chance of dying in a serious car accident. It's because they can't get you out. Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Get the jaws alive.
That's it. We need to open that thing up. Need to open that thing up.
Yeah, crack it open like a spam can.
Could do that. Okay. On this date in history.
Tom loves this
I know
part.
He does, but this is a musical daily double. Do
on
you
the
know?
Road again?
No.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Arkansas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
It was on this date in 1845 that Texas was admitted to the Union. That's the best thing the U.S. Americans ever did.
Deep in the heart of
Texas. We're dang fools to get in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no kidding.
Andrew Johnson, 17th President of the United States, was born. How'd that work out for him? Actually, it worked out better than it did for Thomas Becket because he was murdered on this date in 1170.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so
bad day.
It. You know it. And the New England Patriots became the first NFL team in 35 years to finish the regular season undefeated as they beat the New York Giants 38-35 to go 16-0. Good for them.
You think they would have covered that at the time. I just don't remember anything.
You don't remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, the problem was the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And by the way, the NASDAQ closed at over 4,000 for the first time on this date. 1990.
It'll never go under it again.
No. All right. And let's see. That'd be enough. All right.
Hey, boy, is it.
Yeah. Florida man.
Pull on your boots and saddle up your horse.
That's it. Florida man arrested Monday after he called 911 and told the dispatcher he wanted the media arrested.
Excuse me?
Lawrence Gaither admitted...
I resent
there,
that, sir.
Yes, he said there was no emergency, but he treated the beleaguered dispatcher to a largely incoherent ramble before she finally said, well, listen, I'm going to go
maybe
ahead and
maybe his mama should have taken his last beer.
Yeah. She said,
no,
listen,
that would have not ended well.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Yeah. I have to... I really love to want to care, sir, but
I'll be sending someone over to take a further report.
If you'd like to go ahead and give them some more information.